We're going to continue with Malbish Arumim that we started talking about yesterday. Rav Shimshon of Farl Hirsch points out that clothing is one of the things that separates man from animals. Animals don't cover themselves with clothing. And all the parts that we have similar to animals, those are the parts that we cover. Our faces, which are very different than an animal's face, that part we don't cover at all. And one of the ideas behind that, behind covering our bodies that are similar to animals, to remind ourselves that that's not who we are and that's not how we make our decisions or direct ourselves. It focuses us on what really characterizes us as our mind, our head, our brain, that which we're not covering, and to live our life like that and not like an animal. Now Rizal gives a pshat in Malbish Arumim that has to do with the fact that there's many different levels of our existence that we don't necessarily see, but they're there, and they're going on. And the Rizal says that when a person sins during the day, and a day doesn't usually go by that we don't do some sins, so there's an exterior levush, like clothing, that covers our neshama, that becomes soiled and dirty. Just like we find in the Torah, right when Adam and Chava sinned, so immediately they were clothed by the skin of the nachash, the skin of that which made them sin. So like they wore their sin, so to speak. So that's what happens every time that a person sins. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does at night, overnight, that when we wake up in the morning, he gives us a new clean garment over our neshama. That's part of what the Kavanah includes when we say Malbish Arumim, that he's enclothing our neshama with this new clean garment over it. Okay, the next bracha in line is Matir Asurim. Hashem unties those that are all tied up, frees those that are imprisoned. What is that referring to? What prison are we in? So the Gemara says, when do we make this bracha? Ki taritz v'yativ, when a person straightens out his body and sits up. So he says, matir asurim, meaning overnight our limbs were, so to speak, tied up. Either we weren't moving around so much or pretty much in one spot. And even though some people do move around in their sleep, but they're not voluntary movements. So you're not really moving your body in a voluntary way at all. It's all just in your head. It's not planned movements. And for that reason, right when you wake up, one of the first things you experience is the ability to control your movements again. And we can't take that for granted. We have to appreciate the fact that I'm able to move my feet, my legs, my arms, my everything. I'm able to, my neck, I'm able to move everything around. And to remember that there are people in this world that can't move different organs. Some people can't move anything. That if something itches them, they're not able to scratch it. They can't reach it. They're not comfortable in the position that they're in during the day. They can't move themselves. If you ever go to one of these special needs facilities, you'll find that one of the things that they do is they go around, like they pull people up to sit straighter on their chair or move things around so that they're, you know, like, you know, to move their organs around so that they don't get, I don't know, one of the things you get when you're in a hospital bed and you don't move at all is like something, and you can't lie in one position all the time. You have to be moved around. So nurses will massage the body and move it around. So we're appreciating that ability that we have, Matir Asurim, that we have control over our organs. They're no longer imprisoned. He gave us that ability again to move around. Another thing that some of the Mefarshim say to have in mind with this bracha is that our thoughts are tied up. Like sometimes, in other words, not just at night when we're sleeping, but like sometimes we get stuck, we can't make a decision, we can't figure something out, we don't know something. So Hashem like unravels those and we figure out our sfekos, we figure out our doubts. So he's matir our sfekos, he unties the things that we're confused about. So when we say matir asurim, he frees our tied up thoughts sometimes that we could figure out pshat, that we could figure out what we should do right now. Now, even though you could move around, there's still some people that walk around bent over, where they can't stand fully straight up. That's why we have the next bracha, Zokev Kafufim, that when you straighten out your stature, so we have to appreciate that not everybody is able to straighten out their stature. And to also have in mind that that's another very defining feature of human beings, that most animals, kimat all of them, walk on all fours with their face down. And mankind is pretty unique in that he stands on two legs, and that's his natural state, is standing on two legs with his head upwards, not facing downwards. And we're appreciating that when we say Zokev Kafufim, that I'm not like the animals, and appreciate our human difference. And Akash Baruch is also trying to remind us all the time that your seichel is upwards, your head is upwards. That's what you should be striving towards, and that's how you should be living, as opposed to an animal who's facing downwards all the time because his whole existence is based on earthly things. But to have that thought of mind also when you say, Zokev Kufufim. The next thing that we experience after when we straighten out our back is we feel the firmness of the ground underneath us. Roka ha'aretz al ha'mayim. Roka is to spread out. To spread out. He spreads out the earth on top of water. It's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. We say on Shabbos, L'roka ha'aretz al ha'mayim kila olam chasto. So Chazal wrote this bracha based on that pasuk that Hashem spreads out the earth on top of the water. And think about the following idea. When you're flying as confident as you are in the airplane, you still feel something like insecure. And when the plane lands and it stops, a certain part of you feels like relaxed and now you're on firm ground. Or for when you're in a boat, there's still something unsettling about that. When you come off the boat and you're back on land, you feel that confidence and security of being on the land. Hashem makes us feel pretty confident in the earth that's beneath us, but really that confidence wouldn't be there if we would fully see what we're standing on. Like, imagine, you know, you go to these places where you have like glass underneath your feet, and you could see that it looks like you're standing on top of like a big abyss of nothingness, and all of a sudden you feel very insecure, even though it might be very solid glass. So this earth, Chazal say, I think it's standing on top of water, like the inner core of the earth. Underneath all this earth is water. Underneath the water is like molten metal. So then usually when you have dirt on top of water, the dirt sinks to the bottom. So really all the earth should sink to the bottom of the water. Or water should spread over the earth. The oceans should really take over all the land. And Hashem set it up in a way that the earth shouldn't sink and the ocean shouldn't take over the land. And that we should feel that confidence that we're on firm ground. But if anybody ever lives through an earthquake, all of a sudden, like, when the whole earth shakes beneath you and you lose that confidence that it's not like you landed after the airplane, like, you realize that, whoa, I'm always on something that's insecure. The earth is just like one big boat that could sink or be shooken up and get cracks in it. So now you really could appreciate in the morning when you say, Roka ha'aretz, Amay, Hashem spreads the earth over the water. And I appreciate that sense of security that it gives to me because it's not something to be taken for granted. And the next bracha that we say is we put on our shoes. We put on our shoes. So we say, Sha'asali kol tzarki, Chazal say. Why do we say, after we put on our shoes, Sha'asali kol tzarki, He gives me all of my needs. He gives me all of my needs. What does it have to do with putting on shoes? So Abu Jaham says that as long as a person is barefoot, he can't go out of his house. He can't go anywhere. So all the things that he needs that are outside of his house, he won't be able to get to. So put on your shoes now. I'm going to be able to get all the different things I need and accomplish all the things I need to accomplish outside of my house. So the shoes kind of enable you to get kol tzarchi. Another idea in Sha'asali kol tzarchi is that now that you finish putting on your shoes, you finish getting dressed. That's the end of getting dressed. So Sha'asali kol tzarchi is going on all the things that you're wearing and all the things that you own and you have. You're just making it now because you put on the last piece of garments. But Sha'ashali Kol Tzarki was supposed to have in mind, Hashem gave me everything that I need. There's another version of this bracha that some early Rishonim may have also had. The bracha was Shalochiser Mitzarchi Klum, that there's not lacking from all of my needs anything. I have in my life everything that I need. Part of what we're supposed to be thinking about in Sha'ashali Kol Tzarki is being Sameach B'chalko, like being happy with the things that we have. There's nothing that I'm lacking. I have everything that I need. And that's what you'll find in this bracha, the word li, for me. All the other brachas don't become personal to me. We speak about it in general. Hashem does, He's pokeach ivrim, He's matir asurim, zokev kafufim. All of a sudden, we're talking about ourselves. He gave me all of my needs because we're saying that all the things that I personally need in my lifetime, Hashem gave to me. I'm not lacking anything at all. And it would be inappropriate to say He gave everybody everything that they need because we're supposed to see other people as lacking so that we could help them. In other words, you're not supposed to say, oh, He has everything He needs. You're not supposed to feel about other people, they have everything they need. You're supposed to feel like they're lacking, I need to help them. I have everything that I need. That's why we say, Sha'asali kol tzarchi, me, He gave me everything that I need. Other people, notice what they're lacking so that you can give to them. The next bracha we have is Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver. That has to do with walking. Okay, so we stood on the ground, we put on our shoes, and now we're taking our first step. So we're starting our day. We're starting our day and we're taking our first step. So there's two things involved. There's Hamechin, Hashem prepares, like the footsteps of man. So we're thanking Hashem for the ability to walk, the Mefarshim say, and to walk is not pasha. There's a lot of different parts to our leg. There's the upper thigh, there's the knee. In Torah Chiraga, we often learn to appreciate the knee more. Different guys injure their ACL and things like that. And then the part underneath your knee, and then your foot is not so simple. Every one of the, like the toes that you have there, you need each one of them. If somebody's missing their pinky toe, they're pretty annoyed by that. You know, like it's not so pasha. You have an ingrown toenail, all of a sudden you just literally can't exist. Like, you don't have to do this if you ever have an ingrown toenail. It's terribly painful. So Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that ability for us to be able to walk now that we're taking our first step. But there's something else hinted at here, because now that we're actually starting our day and we're taking steps, we're going in certain directions. So we're hinting at over here how a person should live, where, what directions they should walk in, and who's in control of those directions. So Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver is actually a quote from Psukim in three different places. Where, what, if you look in them, it's in Mishlei Perek Kaf, Tehillim Perek Lamed Zayin, and Mishlei Tet Zayin, where we're trying to say that one of them, for example, says Lev Adam Yichashev Darko, the heart of man tries to plan out his path, but really VaHashem Yachin Tzado, Hashem arranges his footsteps. Meaning we can't go anywhere, can't do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu guiding us, and often He'll protect us and have us not walk in a certain direction that we otherwise would have walked in. And every step we take in our lifetime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, protecting us and guiding us. And here is also a time when you say Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver to think about the fact that Chazal say, "Ein Adam Nokef Be'etzbo Milamata, El Imkein Mechrizin Olav Milamala." That a person doesn't bang his finger here, down in this world, unless there's an announcement in Shemayim that that's meant to happen. And the Gemara in Chulin that says that quotes the pasuk, "Me Hashem Mitzadei Gaver Konanu," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares our footsteps. And everything that happens to a person, everything that befalls us during our day, are things that Hashem had planned beforehand. Nothing is by chance. Nothing is by accident. So, and this is like a time to have in mind that bitachon, that trust in Hashem, that Hashem is watching every of the steps that I'm going to be taking today. I also thought, and then I think I saw this, Rav Steinman says a similar idea. Why do we use the word gaver? All of a sudden we're referring to man as a gaver. So where do you recognize that word gaver from? What pasuk? Baruch HaGaver Asher Samif Tachol BaHashem. Blesses the man, the gaver, that puts his trust in Hashem. So we say, Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver. So we're alluding to the fact that a gaver is somebody that puts his trust in Hashem in everywhere that he goes and in everything that he does. I think I saw that Rav Steinman says that also in his Sefer. The order of the brachos, some people had differently at certain times. The Tzlut HaDavram explains why it used to be, in the days of the Gemara, that first they said Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver, we had to do it taking steps, and then they said Shasli Katzaki, to do it putting on shoes. They said they used to walk around without shoes. Only sometimes they put on shoes. So therefore they made the bracha on the steps that they took before putting on shoes. Nowadays we don't go around without shoes. We first put on our shoes. So that's why the order of the bracha now is first Shasli Katzaki and then Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver. Okay, we'll pick up from over here next time. Shkoyach.